Hello, everybody. My name is Aleida Costa. I am finalizing my studies as a graduate student in the University of California in Riverside. So thanks for coming here. And listen to my presentation titled Expression Profile of Floral Genes in Avocado During Floral Development Promoted by Low Temperature. I want to begin this talk mentioning some aspects regarding California avocado industry. So this is a very good crop. It has more than 23,000 bearing hectares in California. They represent more than 226,000 metric tons of crop. That means $435 million for the industry. And most of that, all the California production represents 90% of the national production. So we are the state number one in avocados. Most of that is Hass, is the most common variety. There are more than 1,000 varieties around the world, but worldwide and in California, Hass is so far the variety that we most planted. Most of that we eat it as a fresh fruit. Most than 96% of the California avocado is consumed in the United States, but that is not enough, so we want to eat more. And actually, United States import more than 250,000 metric tons annually. Most of that is coming from Mexico and from other South American countries. This is an avocado tree. Let's see, you can see. Yeah, this is an avocado tree, an adult avocado tree, and at the end of the branches, you can find three options. One is this floral determinate, inflorescence determinate option. The other one is this indeterminate option, determinate, indeterminate, or vegetative growth. The yield of the Hass avocado is proportional to the number of flowers at the spring bloom. So more flowers means more fruits. Yeah. Little is known regarding genes that are regulating the flower in per se Americana, these avocados. So our job, or we were interested here in trying to identify the expression profile of those floral genes in avocado. So for that, we first look at what is all this expression of floral genes in general for other plants. And we consider the model Arabidopsis thaliana, so what is the behavior of those genes? So initially, in Arabidopsis thaliana, there are a first set of floral timing genes. Yeah, those are promoters, and those pick up the signals, internal or external signals, that tell the plant when is the right time to flower. Yeah. So once those genes are expressed, those genes also activate another set of genes. Here, the floral meristem identity genes. So these genes are responsible for bud determinacy. So at this point, the shoot apical meristem is transformed to inflorescent meristem. Yeah? And this group of meristem of genes then activate another set of genes, the last one, floral organ identity genes. So these genes are responsible for organize the formation of the different parts of the flowers, all the organs, tepals, sepals, stamens, and carpels. So the most famous genes in Arabidopsis thaliana are presented here. For floral timing genes, we have flowering locus T, or FT, the famous Florigen. We also have suppressor of overexpression of constans 1 or SOC 1, and we have leafy. For floral meristem identity genes, we have again leafy that have a double function, and we also have a petala 1 or AP1. And for the last set of genes, floral organ identity genes, we have a petala 1, a petala 2 or AP2, a petala 3 or AP3, Pistillata, or PI, and Agamus, or AG. So the important thing here is this last set of genes made part of the development of the organs are very well explained in something that we call ABC model for flowering development. And I will not going to extend too much regarding the ABC model. I am in general want to explain what is the phenomena that is happening with avocado in the following setup of this picture. So for Per se Americana, what have we done? So there is only one study that have record values for FT, leafy, and fruitful, which is another gene from the same family of AP1, this fruitful. So only one study here, and we also have another three studies from the Soltis group from the University of Florida that worked with the floral organ identity gene. So they identify the last set of genes, but there is not at the moment one study that relate all these set of genes through the time. So we try to do that in this study. So for that, the main objective of this study was to compare the pattern of floral gene expression in avocado under two conditions. One condition is a positive control. So it happened that avocado flowering is promoted when avocado is under low temperature. So we did an experiment under low temperature to promote flowering, and we record through the time the expression profile of those floral genes. And we compared that with another set of trees that were growing under optimal growth conditions. So this is the methodology. So we bought some set of trees, 3.5 years old trees. So these trees were first in a period of acclimatization for 5 months, yeah? And then we begin to count at week number zero a treatment for 8 weeks under low temperature. So we put the trees under grow chambers. And low temperature for avocado is between 10 and 14 degrees Celsius. And after that, we move those trees outside again to optimal growth conditions. Optimal growth condition means that those trees were growing under the right enough light, yeah? Very well irrigated with nutritive conditions, yeah? But under low temperature. So then we move it to optimal growth condition where the temperature are between 20 and 30 degrees Celsius, so that makes or that induces a vegetative growth. So we compare in that way, we compare a treatment that both of them were first during 5 months under optimal growth condition, so all the trees were in the same situation. Then one set of trees, we apply a low temperature treatment, and then we move it to optimal growth condition. That gives us a positive control for flowering. The other set of trees, all the time, were under optimal growth condition, and that gives us a final negative control where we didn't get flowering. We record the information regarding what is happening with the bud fate at week 0, 4, 8, 6 weeks, and 0, 4, 8, and then 12, 10, 12, and finally at week 14 when we got full blown. To consider the bud fate, we use the classification of Salazar Garcia, 1998, where you can see vegetative growth in the stage number 1. You can see that this, for example, in the stage 5 is a floral bud. Yeah. At the stage 8, we have this cauliflower stage. As the name you can see, it has kind of a cauliflower shape. Sorry. And finally, at the stage 11, we have anthesis. Yeah. We also collect buds for a qPCR analysis to measure the relative expression. So this is the result. As you can see, from week 0 to 4, both are on stage 1, both treatments. At week 8, it doesn't appear here, but I can see stage 4, only low temperature treatment. At stage 12, I can see the cauliflower stage, only low temperature, and finally I have anthesis by week 14, only in low temperature. And I have no flowering in optimal growth condition. So when we analyze the data, This first set of, of genes that appear in Arabidopsis, this is the profile that we got in avocado. So one interesting thing is in Arabidopsis, FT is the first in appear, but in avocado, it appeared very late until right after the end of the treatment. All the other genes, leafy and fruitful, for example, leafy and fruitful are highly expressed during the treatment. We didn't find any difference with AP2. Leafy, for example, is also expressed after the treatment. Another thing to consider here is this set of genes are expressed at lower level but still expressed in optimal growth conditions. For the other set of genes, floral organ identity genes, so we extended the study onto the week 12, the analysis of the gene expression data, and all these set of genes, organ identity genes, are expressed at week 12, significantly highly expressed. The other, before that, we have no detected or very low expression. Yeah? I include here the data for FT, because FT is very important as a florigen, and in avocado only appear also at week 10 and 11, yeah, right after the end of the treatment. So we did a principal component analysis, and in this analysis we found that the genes are clustered in two different groups. So one group represents more than 50% of the variability and is responsible here. These are floral organ identity genes, the last one in appear, and FT is associated with them. Yeah? I was expecting that. But there is another set of genes, leafy and fruitful, that if you remember, those appear at the beginning when I was applying the treatment. So these are really the genes. This set of three genes, AP2, leafy, and fruitful, are the genes that are activated when I am applying the treatment. Yeah? So as a conclusion, the sequence of events in avocado flowering that I found is as follows. At the beginning, when we apply the treatment, fruitful and leafy are the ones that are sensible with the low temperature. So those genes are the first one in appear, and those genes are the responsible for beginning this process of bud determinancy, and that at the end end up in the flowering. Yeah? Leafy remain activated even after the end of the treatment, and FT appear later. FT is really important for floral organ identity in our system, and that is different from Arabidopsis. This is really important for us because it's showing that Arabidopsis is good for a model. Yeah? There are many information regarding flowering and Arabidopsis, but there are many things to study and to say about all other plants. Avocado is far away at evolutional comparison, is very far away from Arabidopsis. Avocado is a basal angiosperm, and there are more to study. So with that, I would like to thank the University of California, the Avocado Commission that support this study, Conciencia and Confuturo from Colombia, and I am open to questions.